Officially, this is still summer, even though the first leaves are tumbling from the trees and the light looks more like fall. Politically, however, it is clear what season it is. Silly season. Yesterday's news included one candidate for the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate, Pete Hoekstra, happily accepting the endorsement of a man, Mike Cox, who he openly despised and reviled barely a year ago. Also, a state legislator announced she'd challenge one of the nation's longest-serving incumbent congressmen. The oddest thing about this is not the David and Goliath aspect. It's that the congressman doesn't even live in that district. She does, but most think he'll be a heavy favorite anyway. Meanwhile, in Lansing, the Republicans who control the state Senate are moving closer to setting a date for a presidential primary. 4 years ago, they nearly lost half their delegates because they violated party rules by holding the primary too early. Not only that, they held it so early that voters picked a candidate who was soon out of the race. Michigan was both illegal and irrelevant. Well, guess what? They appear to be gearing up to do it again. The chair of the Elections Committee, Senator Dave Robertson, wants a February 28th primary. The party says it'll penalize any state that holds a primary earlier than March 6th. But Senator Robertson says he thinks we should break the rules anyway. Meanwhile, the only two Democratic congressmen under the age of 80 have decided on a battle to the death for their party's nomination in the 14th district, and neither live there. Hanson Clark has represented much of the part of Detroit that is in the district. Gary Peters used to represent some of the Oakland County section in the state Senate. Both, however, live in other districts now. However, Peters was put into a district with Sandra Levin, whom he couldn't possibly beat, and so he's running here instead. Hanson Clark, meanwhile, decided to run in this district so that John Conyers, his old boss, could run in the newly reconfigured 13th district. Congressmen, by the way, are not required to live in the district they represent, although most of them do. It'll be interesting to see if any of these men move. And, finally, whether he moves or not, Conyers, who's been in Congress since Lyndon Johnson was president, is going to have a primary fight on his hands. He's being challenged by State Representative Chanel Jackson, who's term limited. Conyers will be 83 next year. Jackson is 31. He had been in Congress for 15 years before she was born. Even though she lives in the district and he does not, she's bound to be an underdog. But even some of Conyers' longtime supporters are worried about him. This weekend, he spoke to a meeting of Arab Americans discussing the impact of 9/11. He told them they needed to appreciate Miles Davis and John Coltrane and encouraged them to board a bus to Washington to mark the anniversary of the Congressional Black Caucus. The congressional primaries are 11 months away, and a lot may happen in the meantime. But this prediction seems safe. Things are bound to be interesting.